My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda reschedule their video Skype. And then Davin brings up it's been 8 months the happy couple's been together, and then we all reminisce. So listen and enjoy.
So, babe, when can we do that vid chat? The longer this goes on, the more stressed I become about everything. Sad face. She goes, I want her to get a little better before I leave her. Maybe tomorrow I'll let you know. I go, I understand. Granny first. I agree, but please. Babe, this has already gone on a week later than I agreed to. I love you, but at some point...
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I know it's difficult, but please bear with me. Spelled like Joe would spell it, like the animal.
You know, wouldn't spell it like that. And also, next time he calls, did you get this done? You get that done? I had to take Granny to the hospital. And he'll go, oh, okay, hope she's better.
I've used that,
stupid
too.
Stupid goes away.
I love Belinda.
I've used that, too.
Everybody's got a sick granny with swollen eyes.
No, granny's sick.
Both of mine are dead. What am I going to use?
I go, so is hers probably.
Apparently, granny's been sick with our PR department, too.
Nobody's getting nothing done. I go, I know. Trust me, if I didn't feel for you what I do, I would have left this relationship long ago. Maybe I will just try to duck out and call you. That would be so nice. Would love to talk to you again. Smiley face.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, me too. Would love to see you more. She goes, will happen when Granny gets a little better. Hope she is well by tomorrow so we can do the vid chat. She
goes, oh. Funny feeling this is going to be a long sickness.
Yes, and a longer convalescence.
I go, okay, would it be the same time as we planned for today? She goes, yeah, same time. I go, okay, doll, how's your head? She goes, it's better now. Remember, she had headaches too. I go, good to hear. I go, do you know how long we've been talking for? She goes, 8 months? Question mark. I go, yeah, you don't sound so sure, LOL. I thought women were supposed to be the ones who kept track of this type of thing. She goes, LOL, it's 8 months. I go, well, you know it now because I said yes, silly.
Could you stop right there?
Yes.
Is there any way you could find a statistic during the week that finds out how many days or months it is before a scammer will ask for money or insist on money? Now, well,
sure, I can do that. Joe. Google that tomorrow. here's what it is. To answer your question, it varies. But remember, she initially, when she was Agnes, she was asking for a computer from Malmart right off the bat.
Yeah. Malmart, yes.
But, you know, it gets to the point where and now I'm thinking of their point. All right, look, we got to get some money.
She knows she needs to do the video chat for the money, so she's up against a rock and a hard place, Joe.
Yeah.
She ain't getting money unless I see
that. But you would think that she would have talked to one of the people there and said, look, we got to get this done. We got to get this done now. So none of this grandma stuff. Let's get stupid on this thing
unless it's sincere, unless she really likes me and Granny's sick. It is possible.
And she's still gonna stall.
And me being the new Brad Pitt, too. But, you know.
It's possible. It could be a fallout, nuclear fallout. I'm not going to write anything off, Joe.
Well, in the chat, someone said one of theirs took a couple of months before asking for money.
Right, and this is 8 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I go, do you think the first 6 months should count? She goes, the first 6 months shouldn't count. And that's when she was Agnes.
Right.
I go, well, see, I never know because you did get to know me. I just didn't get to know you. I mean, you still don't really share very much with me. And this is a conversation you and I had. I don't know if we had it off air or on air, you and I.
I think we had it off air.
But we said, you know, this chick, how am I supposed to fall in love with her? She really doesn't share much.
She doesn't tell much about who she really is.
Yeah, and she said the first when she was an imposter, well, so to speak, it shouldn't count.
Right.
In a relationship. Why would she say that and add more time on?
Yeah, I know.
Well, no, she knows I'm counting 8 months.
Right.
But, you know, she's saying
just for the whole.
Well, maybe I got
scam.
Sold. I got sold 2 months ago, Joe.
Maybe.
We have talked about that's a possibility.
I know, but what I'm saying is you're running this scam. You want to try to get money, you know, in a timely fashion. Why would you just add months on?
You want to add months on to make it seem more real. I'm with you all these months, and I haven't asked you for a thing.
Time is money, though.
Listen, I'm a good catch.
I
am worth all this. Remember, if it is the same person.
He's getting pissed. Holy shit.
I know.
If this is the same person from day one, which we don't know.
Make me a match.
Exactly.
Find me a fine. Get me a catch.
I don't think they're looking for Judaism. But if this is the same person, we've been through a lot. We've been through suicides. We've written porn.
Blew out the TV like Elvis.
Yeah, exactly. She came clean to me.
You know what? I got to make sure I tape this because I want this whole sentence you just said with "I will remember you" playing on it. I will remember you. We played porn. We wrote. Will you remember me?
Yeah.
We had a yak. We had
no yak with her. That was with my ex, you douchebag, you. Stop confusing my dames.
Sorry.
Definitely make sure you put the Sarah McLachlan behind the "you douchebag, you" line.
Oh, that's funny.
I say, "You don't really share much." She goes, "Is that so? I didn't realize." I go, "Yep. One of the reasons I want to video chat with you, kind of like a date. I was hopeful maybe you would share more about yourself with me." She goes, "It will be nice to have a cyber date with red wine, so it will be cool. What do you think?" She goes, smiley face, "I think you're trying to get me drunk, LOL. Remember, I'm a recovering alcoholic who's not very good at recovering."
Right.
"I've had issues." She laughs, big old smiley face. I go, "What good is getting me drunk if you can't take advantage, devil face?" I go, "You drink wine? Not sure if I go, "You drink wine? Not sure if I should. I would love to talk with you drunk." She goes, "What will we talk about when I get drunk, even though I don't drink?" I go, "I thought you drink red wine." She goes, "Nope, just mention it for the date." Yeah, and honestly, still a problem.
Oh, yes. Ooh. So she's really paying attention to your alcoholism.
Yeah, don't sprain your ankle backpedaling, lady.
Yeah.
I go, "Then how will I get you drunk?" She goes, "Not sure, but never say never." I go, "I think you'd be fun drunk. Can you bring alcohol to the cafe?" She goes, "What are you doing now?" I go, "Troll," and then she goes, "Nope." I go, "Trolling the adult one ads for an African girl that is looking for a good time."
Was willing to cyber with me, damn it.
She laughs, smiley face.
Of course she does.
I go, "Funny thing is, there's a lot of them out there."
Yeah.
Funny.
I go, "I've heard good things about African girls. Heard once you get them out of their shyness, they're a bit freaky." She goes, "Where'd you hear this?" I go, "My lips are sealed. Is it true?" She goes, "I don't really know, but it can be true."
That's right, because once you go African, that money, you'll be trafficking.
Very good, Joe. I didn't know where you were going to go with that. That was good, Joe. Much better than my ball song.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.